הווה נגילה, הווה נגילה, הווה נגילה ונשמחה. הווה נגילה, הווה נגילה, הווה נגילה ונשמחה. הווה נרננה, הווה נרננה, הווה נרננה ונשמחה. הווה נרננה, הווה נרננה, הווה נרננה ונשמחה. אורו אחים, אורו אחים בלב שמח, אורו אחים בלב שמח, אורו אחים בלב שמח, אורו אחים בלב שמח, אורו אחים, אורו אחים בלב שמח. Hello everybody and welcome to the Judge Eve Show. I am so proud and happy to have you with us. I'm Judge Eve Ellingwood Cohen Sternlight, and this is the Judge Eve Show, and today we're so privileged, really, to have Pastor Mark Penniman on with us. He's a demonologist. He's someone who's actually freed people in their houses and cars of demon possession. He was born in North Carolina. I'd like to state he's seventh of 10 children. God bless his mother. He's a pastor. He got his degree and his BA in philosophy and religion in 1979 from ASU, and a Master of Divinity from Covenant and Erskine Seminaries, and has been a pastor for many years. But what really touched me was that he is a demonologist, had his first experience about 13 years ago, and then really started seeing ghosts, and has a book called Seeing Ghosts Through God's Eyes. His website where it can be gotten is www.seeingghoststhroughgodseyes. It can also be obtained through Kindle and paperback from Amazon. He also has
that
a
newsletter. That would be the better place.
Pardon me?
That would be the better place. It would be cheaper at Amazon.
Oh, okay. Sorry, thank you. Thank you. You know, we all need to save a little money here and there, right?
Yeah.
He has a newsletter and a blog, and he co-founded Caldwell Classical School and on advisory board for International Civil Rights Museum. Welcome, Pastor Mark Penniman. May I ask
Jazzy,
you first?
Thank you. I've been looking forward to this for quite some time as we've communicated, so thank you. Really, thank you. It's a real privilege.
Oh, listen, it is to me, because I, too, am a spiritual warrior, and people are not aware of how important it is to be aware of Satan and his demons. You know what I'd like to ask you first? What are EVPs? You mentioned that people have dangers of EVPs.
Yeah, that's crucial to what's happening today. EVP is short for electronic voice phenomenon. When ghost hunters or investigators go into a house to try to determine if there is a presence there, a supernatural presence, they will take digital recorders with them, and they'll begin asking questions like, is there anybody here with us? What's your name? How did you die? Things like that. And, of course, I don't believe in ghosts, but nevertheless, they do get, oftentimes, they don't hear a voice with their ears, but when they go back and check their recorders, they will hear a voice that answers their question intelligently.
Yes,
and if they hear a voice out loud, it's a disembodied voice. But if it's not heard with the ear, but it is caught on the digital recorder, that's called an electronic voice phenomenon.
Thank you. By the way, before I forget, I'd like to tell people they're welcome to call in. One number to call in on is area code 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008 or 530-327-7602. That's 530-327-7602. Pastor Penniman, I'm saying your last name so people remember it. What happened to you 13 years ago that you said you had your first experience, in fact, with the supernatural?
Yeah, I was walking in my hometown of Greensboro, North Carolina, latter stages of the Revolutionary War, there was a very pivotal battle. courthouse. And General Nathaniel Greene was Washington's right-hand man in the Southern campaign.
Can you kindly speak a little closer to the microphone? I'm having a little hard time understanding your words.
I'm sorry. This battle there, it was very bloody, as many battles are. But this was a particularly bloody battle, and many of the British officers were killed. And from my experience, the demonic are drawn to any places where there's been the shedding of human blood. That's why often at grave sites or battlefields, there's often the presence of people going, because there's some reports of activity, supernatural activity going on. Anyway, I was taking a walk there one night about 11 o'clock, just praying and meditating, and right in front of me, about 30 feet in front of me on the path, was about a 6-foot figure, but it was solid black.
Wow.
It was black, and it was human shape, but it was not a black human. It looked at me like, "What are you doing here? This is my neck of the woods." I looked at it, and I knew exactly what it was, a demon.
Yeah.
Shadow figures are the most common, I guess you could say, default form that demons will take in this world, or when they manifest, because they're spiritual beings. So when they ever manifest, they're trying to show whatever they want to appear like. Anyway, it appeared to be like a Revolutionary War soldier. So a lot of people would assume that it was a ghost of a Revolutionary War soldier.
Yes.
But that's the big issue, which I address in my book, is what is the identity of these things? So anyway, 13 years ago, when I first saw that, I did the natural thing. I started running at it.
Ooh, how funny. You were fighting already, huh?
I started running at it, and it just floated off. But it was very clear. This one was solid. A lot of shadow figures are transparent.
Yes.
And they're up against the wall or the ceiling, but this one was freestanding and solid. So that was my first experience. But I didn't really think about it that much afterwards. I mean, it made an impression, but it wasn't until later that God called me to this ministry.
Yes. What was it you said 4 years ago that made you really start in this ministry? What happened then?
I had some heart problems, Eve.
Yeah.
And so I started just watching a lot more television than I normally would, and it was like my living room, in which I was laying on the couch, was like run through with a steamroller, a paranormal steamroller came through there, because it seemed like every other channel had some kind of show that had to do with either ghosts or demons or vampires or something that had to do with the supernatural.
Did you feel the steam blown away? Did you feel the steamroller go over?
I'll just stop there. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you feel the steamroller went over your body, or you felt that it was just present in the room? How did that feel?
Well, yeah, I'm just using that figuratively. It was just so. There were so many shows, it was like I was overwhelmed with the amount of that type of show. It was like it was tugging, I guess, at my spirit, so to speak.
Yes. God is a master setup, isn't he? He'll get us to do what he wants us to do one way or another, right?
That's exactly right.
So what happened? So after that experience, see, he got you to stay home so you would watch these shows so he could get you a message.
Yeah, he took a heart situation, and then he used like a metaphorical steamroller to roll through my living room to get my attention. And I really do believe that, and I don't usually talk like this, but I really do believe that God has called me specifically to this ministry, yes, and specifically to write my book, because it, yes, really is the only book out there that analyzes basic ghost theory from a biblical worldview.
Let me repeat how popular it is. Yes, let me repeat the name of the book. It's Seeing Ghosts Through God's Eyes, and as you say, it's cheapest to get it through Amazon, but people can also, yeah, get in touch with you, I take it, on www.seeingghoststhroughgodseyes.com. Let me say, too, yeah, which I'd like you to comment on, you know, I'm very familiar with the New Age, and you know how people, so many of them see, you know, lights, and they know it's God and the angels, you know, how the Bible says Satan appears as an angel of light. Do you have any comment,
yeah,
about,
exactly,
that? Yes, and how people should really test the spirits, as we're told to do in the Bible.
Well, you know, thank you. That's the key. Exactly. Other than God's glory, which was my main desire,
yes,
after that, the reason I wrote the book was because I began to see that the things that people were seeing on TV were so compelling.
Yes.
Many of the stuff is truly supernatural. But folks are not taught to be discerning about what they see. Just,
right,
because something is supernatural doesn't mean that it's true or good. There is such a thing as supernatural evil, and as he pointed out, in 2 Corinthians 11, the Lord, through Paul, tells us that we have to be careful because Satan and his demons, by implication, can appear as an angel of light. And if he can,
yes,
appear as an angel of light, which is the opposite of his identity as the prince of darkness, and appearing as a cat or a dog, a little girl, your Uncle Steve, or, you know, any other kind of thing that you can imagine, morph and mimic anything.
So people have to be very careful in going to people who tell them they can contact the dead, and this is exactly what I've seen. You know, it's a demon that comes in pretending to be the uncle or the girl or whatever it is. You know, something very interesting, I took a class with Dr. Wimber at the time, and Jack...
Oh, Warner. John Wimber, did you?
Yes. Yes, it was Evangelization Through Signs and Wonders. And Dr. Wagner was also assisting in the class, and he told us a story that I will never forget. He said they were with a ministry team in Argentina, and this couple asked them to come and pray for the little girl because she was 3 years old. She had fallen off a balcony like two stories high, and she gets up, cleans up her skirt, and she was fine, but this man's voice come out of her. So they rebuked that demon, and that body pulverized right in front of their eyes. How you like that? What do you think about it? What comment? Mm-hmm. What comment do you have?
Well, just from what you told me,
yes,
it sounded like there was some demonic activity that was involved in her not being crumpled in the first place.
It took over her body, didn't it? Yes.
Yeah. And so when the demon left, then God's natural law took over and her body crushed as it would have in a fall.
Yeah.
Which is sad. But
yes,
I have seen, and I'm sure you have, I've seen many supernatural things that defy gravity. Just last weekend, I was in Atlanta. The couple there, very godly, have been praying for months for this prince's presences. It was a very strong stronghold of the demonic there. They had
in their house?
I had instructed them to put...
In
their home, exactly.
Yes.
And I instructed them to put holy oil on, to put the sign of the cross on their back door.
Yes.
And what happened was that the oil started defying gravity. It went over, started going up the door, and they showed me when I got there, I could see the track mark. It went up to the top of the door, over the top, and then down on the other side, the wheel did.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. And when I arrived there, I was almost crushed by a whole load of metal bars that landed right in front of my feet.
You kidding? Oh, my God.
No. It was the worst case I've ever done.
At that point,
we walked right inside and said, we got to get this cleansing started right away. Just to let your people know that there's two parts to it. There's a cleansing, which comes first, and then the blessing. Some ministers got it. None of us are taught how to do this in seminary, by the way. But you first have to cleanse the evil presence, then you bless the house. But some folks will go in there and bless the house, and all it does is make the demons more angry because they're not getting rid of them. So it has to be a two-part process.
So what did you do?
First, rebuking them, their presence.
What did you do to cleanse that particular house? How did you approach the situation?
It's pretty much the same for each location. I mean, every location is obviously unique, but it boils down to the same thing, and that's an attack on the demonic in the name of Jesus by rebuking them and telling them that whatever reason they have for thinking that they have any kind of attachment to that person, that house, or that property is trumped by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
So that covers anything that may have happened.
Have you ever heard of the book Healing the Family Tree by medical doctor Kenneth McCall?
I have, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, when I took that class, they have another minister come in, who had a very heavy deliverance ministry. And he told, reading the book, it was a medical doctor who went to China as a missionary, and he never believed, in seeing the ancestors or any of that. And he found that when they took communion, they started seeing the people who were affected by that communion. For example, if number two child in a family was demon-possessed, when they took communion, they saw that every number two child in that family line had to be freed, an uncle, a cousin, a great-grandfather, or whatever. Another story he told, which, isn't that amazing? And the book gives you
every second one you said?
In other words, if they were praying for number two child, every other number two child in that family line got delivered. If they were praying for number one child, every other, whoever was number one in that family line, grandfather, father, great uncle, curses being down to the third and fourth generation, they were able to free it. And they were able then to free the generation of that family to the future, up to the third and fourth generation. So to me, that was awesome. One of the stories he told was, isn't that awesome? I mean, we don't even know the power that God has given us for deliverance,
And that's true.
He was talking about how they took communion for the survivors or the ones who died in the concentration camps. Forgive me, God has given me a heart for the Jewish people. And he said as they were praying in that church, the aisles were filled with these spirits of those Jewish people who had been murdered. And this way they were released to go up to where they were meant to go. So we don't even know the kind of powers we have. And I have to tell you, I've had some amazing experiences with God. I am a prophet. I am a seer. And one of the things he showed me for January 1990, that Satan was unleashing his highest principalities and powers upon the earth like never before, because he knows his time is short. And about a year ago, February of last year, he came out of my mouth that he's coming back in my lifetime. I'm 71.
Really?
So, the
one thing... what's interesting about that is that 1990, I try to be culturally aware because Satan follows the contours of our culture. And that's where he attacks. That's where the world
spirit... May I stop you for one minute? Because we need to go to a break and hold your thoughts so we can cover it when we come back. Thank you. Go ahead,
okay.
Please.
You're welcome.
Hello, this is Judge Eve Ellingwood, also known as Cohen and Sternlight. I'm a retired judge, and I'm glad to be on bbsradio.com Station 1 on alternate Saturday, and my website, where you can also get my book, Diary of a Sabra Faith in Action, is an e-book. The website is www.90210holocaust.com. And I also will do counseling, whether spiritually or general legal questions such as unemployment, divorce, other questions with which so many people are faced today. And the way to contact me for that would be at my email, which is eejudgeeve79@gmail.com. That's E like elephant, E like elephant, J-U, D like David, G like George, E like elephant, E like elephant, V for victory, E like elephant, 79@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing you, and rather from you, and to be able to be of help. Thank you. Hello, everybody. We're back again. Let me just remind you, if you want to call in and talk to Pastor Mark, the number to call is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008 or 530-327-7602. That's 530-327-7602. Pastor Mark, I disturbed you. You started saying something about the cultural events of the 1990s. What were you going to say?
Well, to my way of thinking, you had mentioned the New Age earlier. And
yes.
One man had put it this way. He said that the New Age was conceived in the 1960s, but was born in the 1990s.
Really?
You know, it really came of age. So it's interesting how that coincides with the message that you were given,
yes.
You know, about what was happening. Because I really think that the New Age is the large umbrella under which all the paganization of America is happening. And I think the largest branch of that paganization would be the explosive interest in the paranormal, because right now at least one-third of Americans now embrace the idea of trapped spirits.
Wow.
And by doing that, Satan has taken people's focus off of Jesus and his defeat of death and his being the way to heaven and so forth, and has distracted people into thinking that, you know, there is an afterlife. Satan doesn't mind people believing that, but he just doesn't want them connecting it to Jesus.
Exactly.
And so that's what's so deadly about this, is that science and spirituality have become intertwined now.
Yeah.
So, you know, America has not become less spiritual, it's become more spiritual, but it's become less Christian.
Yes, in the wrong way. May I ask you, you were saying something about the New Age being all that it is, but I have another question. Yes, what is your Caldwell Classical School about?
It was born out of the desire to try to give people, this is back in the 90s as well, me and another fellow here in Greensboro, we had a model to go by. We weren't reinventing the wheel, but it was...
Hello, people. Sorry. We lost our guest, and it's another example of how Satan works sometimes to interfere whenever he's being exposed. And we will continue to expose him in the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus, and we will get Pastor Mark Hanneman back. Pastor Hanneman?
Yes, I'm sorry about that.
I told people that this is what Satan tries to do, but nevertheless, we win. Yes. Go ahead, and I also wanted to hear about, are you still co-radio host on the Paranormal Christian? But go ahead, please finish about the Caldwell Classical School.
Yes, ma'am. It was really born out of a desire to help bring a full-orbed view of education to the people here in our city. Of the vision of Dorothy Sayers and the Trivium, and how that applies to education. First, focusing on the basics, and then logic, and then rhetoric. We were applying that to K through 12 education. And so that's why it's called a classical Christian school. And we wanted to have a school that was academically superior, and but also taught Christians how to think with a Christian worldview.
Yeah.
Because that's something that is a rarity, I believe, in the Christian community, is knowing how to think with a Christian worldview.
What a great comment. And
that,
how
that
needed.
That was our desire.
And are you still co-host?
By God's grace, we've succeeded pretty well.
Praise God. You know, we needed, to me, I'm heartbroken to see, you know, how our country just so deteriorated to garbage. You know, all the movies and the TV shows and the way kids are dressed and the music they listen to. And it's so, so demonic. And they're not aware that it's demonic, you know? And I'd like to have you tell us some specific stories, but are you still a co-host of the Paranormal Christian Show?
No, actually I'm not. That's kind of a long story, Judge E, but as of right now, I am not. That was something is a recent development.
Okay.
But it's kind of difficult to go into, really.
Yes. Can you please, you've been doing this deliverance, as I call it, for the last exorcism deliverance for the last 4 years or so. Can you please tell us a few stories of what happened? I want people to hear how practical and how real these situations really are.
You stated that very well with the prefaces.
It's very
practical. It's very real. There are millions, and I mean millions of Americans who are suffering in silent agony as they're being pulverized and oppressed by the demonic. They don't know where to go because many of them have tried to talk to their pastor or go to some pastors that are nearby in their neighborhood, and most of them will just look at them like they're crazy.
Yes.
I'd say 98% of the ministers in America are totally out of the loop or asleep to this paranormal juggernaut, this increase in demonic activity that is happening. And there's no doubt in my mind that there is a of an increase of demonic activity that is happening in America today. The doors have been opened, and the shows that are being, as you mentioned, on TV are actually teaching people how to open doors to the demonic, because anytime a person begins to speak to the dead, according to Deuteronomy 18, that's an occultic sin. And there are sins, and then there are sins, but if a person tries to get an EVP, you know, during a ghost hunting session, or if they're trying to speak to their loved ones, I mean, that can really open up doors. But as far as, like, the practicality of it, a recent case in a town near where I live, about 10 years ago, this young couple moved into their house. I'm just using this as an illustration of how practical it can be. They got in there, and the lady was sitting at her desk, and she heard this voice right behind her, and it sounded just like the voice of a little girl.
Wow.
And, of course, as a young mother at the time, that's the very thing that would tug at her heartstrings.
Right.
And the demonic know exactly how to get at us
to respond or react.
To gain our trust and to let us into their homes, which is why it's so important that we be discerning and that we be equipped to be discerning. So what happened was she turned around expecting to see her daughter, who was like 4 years old at the time, but there was nobody. So she realized that it was a, quote, spirit.
Good.
And
yes.
So she and her husband, make a long story short, voluntarily gave this spirit permission to stay there because they thought that this four-year-old girl that had supposedly died was trapped here.
Yes.
Well, fast forward 10 years later, this happy young couple are barely roommates now because one of the things that demons do, and this shows again how practical this is, you know, it says in Ephesians, don't let the sun go down on your anger, where it gives the devil a topos or a foothold or an opportunity.
Right.
And that just means that it gives the devil more freedom to work, or his demons to work in your life, or to start to oppress you, or to rip families apart. And I don't know, but I know that the tearing apart of American families, which is a very practical issue, is in large measure in part due to demonic activity. So by the time they called me a few months ago, their family was, was falling apart. And after I prayed for the little boy, he was about 10, and he had a brother who was about 7. And after I prayed for him the next day, this is what he said. He said, Mommy, I'm glad that Pastor Mark prayed for me because I don't wake up wanting to kill my brother anymore.
Oh, my God.
That's how the demonic had begun to work in this little boy's heart. He was actually walking around with his hands clenched, and he had started beating on his brother. That's what had happened, because this family had given permission for these demonic forces to stay in their house because they weren't equipped to see that these were not, you know, dead humans who were trapped here. They were really demons who were mimicking the deceased in order to deceive them.
You know,
so we cleansed the house.
Yes. How did you cleanse the house? What did you do to cleanse the house?
The typical way that I'll cleanse a house will be, first of all, to cleanse the people, then the house, and then the property. Because you never know where it starts. But
do you do it by praying in the name of Jesus and applying the blood of Jesus? Is that how you cleanse them?
Yeah, I'll go from, I usually start at the top of the house, Eve.
Yes.
And it's really quite simple, you know. I don't bring all these smells and bells and other kinds of stuff. It's simply appealing to the blood of Jesus and telling the demonic that they are trespassing, they're not wanted there, they have no legal right at the house, and that the blood of Christ trumps any claims that they have for being there. And that as a child of God, I have the authority to cast them out of the house.
Yes.
And so I will speak directly to the demon, which is the only time, you know, I think a person is allowed to speak to a demon is when you're rebuking them.
Right.
So I just rebuke them in the name of Jesus. Go do that from room to room, and then, do the same thing to the property, and that's it.
By the way, if people need to have a cleansing or deliverance, how can they contact you, Pastor Mark? Should they just go to your website and you have the contact information there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm so glad that you asked that, because I know there are people out there who have that problem.
Please go
to my website, and my phone number is there. You know, that's how much
perfect.
I long to help people. My email is there.
Good.
And let me say this.
Yes.
Any paranormal activity in your house is too much activity. There are too many Americans, even Christians, who get used to some kind or some amount of paranormal activity in their house, and you should not allow any amount of paranormal activity to be going on, because that indicates the presence of the demonic.
Yes.
So please don't be comfortable with any amount of paranormal activity that's going on in your home. These days, almost every American either themselves knows or knows somebody or knows somebody who knows somebody that has paranormal activity going on in their home. I mean, that's how common it is.
Exactly. Let me first give you a website, then I want to make a couple of statements, if I may. Your website where people can reach you and get your book is www.seeingghoststhroughgodseyes.com. Let me give the middle part of it again, seeingghoststhroughgodseyes.com. And you really should consider contacting Pastor Hahnemann because I know how right he is. You know, like I say, every show we see, you know, deals with the alleged spiritual without distinguishing whether it's good or bad. You know, the Bible tells us, give Satan no place. One of the things God showed me, you know, about 15, 20 years ago, he doesn't usually speak to me. I usually am a seer. But he said to me that Satan is now engaging in subtle deception. And I was helping Pat Robertson at the time run for president, was calling ministers all over the country. And I lived in Las Vegas at the time, and I contacted this minister in Florida, or helper. And he said, our minister has been teaching us that we are to have subtle deception. And I said, you know what? God showed me that Satan is engaging in subtle, they had to have subtle discernment. And to me, he showed that Satan, I forget now which is which, one was, Satan was engaging in subtle deception, and he told me we have to have subtle discernment. And I thought, isn't that cute the way the body works? You know, he gives part of the word to our body.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
And
every time that I hear that, you know, when God gives me a word like that, I observe. And isn't it amazing how much we have to really observe a situation to know who is doing what to whom? And it's so important not to allow demons in your house. And people don't always know that they are demons. You know, like I say, I listen to so many New Age people, and they can heal, and they can do this, and they can do that. And I'm thinking they're putting demons into people. Do you have any comment about that? Yes.
Do I have any comments on that?
Yes.
Just glory hallelujah to hear you say that, too, Eve, Judge. The amount of healing, once again, is our folks are not being taught. Now, I'm a pastor, so I have a very high view of the local church and of pastors.
Yes.
But I have to call them out on this one, because when it comes to discernment of supernatural evil, whether it's manifesting itself through demonic healing or through demonic signs and wonders that are happening on TV, they are not talking about it. Eve, let me ask you this. When was the last time you heard a sermon on the Bible and ghosts?
I haven't, and that's what's so pathetic. And God bless you. See, God called you to do what you're doing. People say ignorance is bliss, and God says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. We have to have
that
knowledge.
I know, you put that in your emails a lot, and I really like that. In fact, I put it in one of my newsletters recently because of how you impressed it upon me, that quote from Scripture. I was reading in Ezekiel this morning before y'all called me, of how God said we need to have someone to stand in the gap.
Exactly.
And that, you know, the church is not standing in the gap, educating people today about the schemes of Satan and how he is pulling out all the stops. And you know what's happening, and this is what, I almost fell out of my chair, is so many millions of Americans who've given up on the hidden God of Christianity, right?
Yes.
They've given up on church. Yes. And our God is hidden. He's invisible, and he's invisible for a reason.
May I stop you again? Because we have to go to commercials, so hold your thought, okay?
We'll
continue. Thank you, Pastor Mark. Hello, this is Judge Eve Ellingwood, also known as Cohen and Sternlight. I'm a retired judge. I'm so happy to have the show on BBSRadio.com, Station 1 on alternate Saturdays. My website is www.90210holocaust.com. That's HOLOCAUST.com. The story of my parents' murders in Beverly Hills by my brother and sister, and the theft of their millions but with the help of corrupt doctors, lawyers, and judges, and taking place on a huge scale in our country. Also, I am a prophet, a seer, a healer, a seeing to the body, the past, the future, and would be able to help with counseling. To contact me for that would be at my email, eejudgeeve79@gmail.com. That's E like elephant, E like elephant, J-U, D like David, G for George, E for elephant, E for elephant, V for victory, E for elephant, 79@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you. Hello, everybody. Welcome again to the Judge Eve Show. We're so blessed today to have Pastor Mark Hanneman, a demonologist, someone who has dealt with demons, who knows what's going on. And if you need any help in any area of your life, contact him. His website is www.seeingghosts. Let me see. I don't think I'm saying it correctly. I don't have it right here in front of me.
Yeah.
Pastor Mark, please state your website. The paper disappeared.
Seeing Ghosts Through God's Eyes.
Thank you. .com. And he has a phone number there and an email address so you can contact him, because people don't understand what's really going on in the world. Please go ahead, finish what you started to say, what's happening in America.
What is happening is this, and this is another thing that really, why I felt like God was compelling me to write my book, and that is this, think about it. By the droves, tens of millions of Americans, sadly, are not seeing or getting much out of church, so they're leaving in droves. You know, they're saying that the sermons aren't relevant, or there's too much emphasis on money, or there's a lack of love, or whatever. But the point is that when folks leave the church, they're still made in God's image, which means that they still have a visceral, deep gut level desire for spiritual, a longing, and a longing for spiritual fulfillment. Yes. And so imagine what happens when a person, you know, gives up on the church. They turn on the television, right?
Yes.
And they see a show in which these folks are helping somebody out, and they see real supernatural activity right there in front of them for the first time in their life. And you can imagine what it was, just like it was for me.
Yes.
The connection is electric. It's like, wow, I'm seeing on TV real supernatural activity. This is something. And
why
I want to tell
that?
You, for somebody, I mean, you know what I'm saying, Eve?
Yes. Why is that happening?
You know how attractive that is to a person who's longing for spiritual reality in their life?
Yes, I do. That's what started me on the quest. I do know. You know there is more than what we see, and when you see that supernatural, you don't know there is another one, then you follow the bad one.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that God...
Yeah, that's what's scary. I mean, you have so many tens of millions of people who are sitting on the fence as to whether or not they believe in earthbound spirits, but then they see, or, you know, believing in Jesus, and then they see a ghost hunting show, and the devil is smart, he's powerful,
and of course, he's
under God's sovereignty, but, you know, they see the activity on TV, and so many, many Americans are falling off on the wrong side of the fence because very few people are attempting to get the word out that, hey, not everything that glitters is gold in the paranormal realm.
Yes, exactly.
<You know? laughs>
That's exactly the point. You know, by the way, what God has shown me to so many years ago, and that really put me on alert, he said the demons live off of our negative emotional reaction. So they would do whatever it takes, either directly or using other people to touch the button that makes us be set off. Excuse me, and I decided, you know what? I don't want to be food for the demons, you know? And And looking at it the other way, this is why God tells us to think on what is joyful and good report, you know. Excuse
that's a good
me,
point,
I'm sorry. Eve. Pardon me?
That's a very good point about attitudinal control.
And isn't that true that, if I remember correctly, that two-thirds of Jesus' ministry was getting rid of demon spirits, which people don't realize? Do you know?
I know. It's like, how can pastors not see the you know, the centrality of spiritual warfare in general and in fighting the demonic in particular, when so much of it was spent in sending out you know, demonic spirits. That's a great point.
You know what I think it is? Satan is blinding their eyes and their minds. You know how it says in 2 Corinthians 4:4, the god of this world blinds their minds and their hearts so they cannot see the light of the gospel. So I think he's...
But isn't it interesting, though? These are pastors, though, you know, Eve?
Yes.
I'm really curious. I'm asking you now.
Yes.
We're talking about pastors who do know the Lord, who do have the Holy Spirit in them, but it's like a scales on their eyes.
A blinding.
That baffles me.
Yes, I know. And, you know, maybe what we need to pray and ask those of you in the audience who understand it to pray to remove those scales off of these Holy Spirit-filled pastors so they can see the truth of the need for this warfare. Let me, again, just say the call-in number, if people want to call in, it's 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008 or 530-327-7602. I want to repeat your website, Pastor Mark, because I think what you do is just so awesome, so amazing. It's www.seeingghoststhroughgodseyes.com. You can also get his book at Amazon and Kindle. And he has his telephone number and email on his website. And listen, people, just because you see it on TV doesn't mean it is so. Satan gets away with things because he deceives. Excuse me. And it says he's like a roaring lion, seeing whom he may devour. And that he is subtle, and we have to be watchful at all times. And that's what Pastor Mark is teaching us. Pastor Mark, can you think of any one or two unusual examples you've had in deliverance other than what you've already told us about, how people were healed or delivered or cleansed of demon spirits?
I can give you, one example of how a demon appeared. There was a cat who was appearing at this house in Atlanta yesterday, two weeks ago. It was a cat, but it was a demon.
Yes.
It was walking on top of that, and it would disappear. Okay,
wow.
As they were looking at it. But just yesterday, the day before yesterday, I was talking to them. The couple, their house had been cleansed. The whole neighborhood is defiled, Eve. The whole neighborhood is horribly oppressed with evil. Their house and their property now is just kind of carved out holy land, and this demonic cat, which it is a demon who takes on the form of a cat.
It circumvented the
whole boundary line. But yesterday, Rod, the guy who I helped, this cat was standing next to a car, staring at them, right?
Wow.
For about an hour with this very evil look. So they walked outside, and Rod just said, if you don't leave, I'm going to ask the Father to send you to the abyss. And there's no way that the cat could even have heard it.
Wow.
But that cat, as soon as he heard that, it went flying.
Pastor Mark, we have a caller on the line. Go ahead, please, caller. What is your name?
Yes, my name is Carol.
Hi, little Carol.
And I just have a tremendous amount of physical problems. I'm frightened all the time.
Yes.
So I don't know exactly what I want to ask, but...
maybe ask Pastor Marco.
Are there demonic energies attached to that?
Pastor Mark, can you hear her? Carol?
Yes, I can. Hey, Carol, thanks for calling in. You're saying that you have physical pain, and is there demonic...
Oh, my body. I had fibromyalgia, and I did a lot of heavy lifting, and I just destroyed all my ligaments, tendons, muscles, and lots of problems with my spine, so... And I'm by myself, pretty much...
I can say this, that, you know, there are a lot of natural causes for physical problems, but if you have ruled that out, I do know that, and the New Testament shows this, that a demonic attachment can cause physical symptoms, for sure. I'm afraid I don't think we can go into much detail on the show here about that now.
Can she call
you? I'd like to talk to you more.
Can she call you, Pastor Mark, if she goes on your
website? Yeah, absolutely. I really wish you would, because I don't want to be dismissive. It sounds like you're in pain.
I cannot get on the Internet, so I would have to have phone numbers. But actually, I would like to talk to the judge. I'm impressed by what she's doing.
Well, I have fibromyalgia also, so I understand how
you
feel. Yes, isn't that, you know, part of, they don't know all the reasons for fibromyalgia, but one of them is stressing our adrenal glands, and with me, my brother and sister killed my parents in Beverly Hills that brought it up in me. But I feel like you've had a lot of sad situations in your life. I think you need a deliverance in your bloodline. Your mother has been very depressed. You tend to be a very depressive person. And I really think Pastor Mark can help you get rid of that, which will help your body get its proper energy to function properly. And in Jesus' name, I speak to your tendons and ligaments, and I command them all to get right into place. In Jesus' name, I rebuke the fibromyalgia off of you, and let the joy of the Lord just start permeating in your body before you get your healing with Pastor Mark. Pastor Mark, can you give her your phone number on the air? Do you mind doing that so she can
call you? I'd be glad to give it to everybody. It's 336-254-9880.
Did you get it, Carol?
And is there a particular time when it's best to call you?
24/7. I'm by myself, so.
Where are you located, Carol?
In Kansas.
Pastor is in North Carolina, so whatever. You know, I hear a lightness already in your voice, and it would take some time because I feel like you've been hurt by relationships over and over and over again. And if you are,
I've been told that. I've been playing the victim for many, many generations.
There we go. And that, you need a healing of the of the family line, right, Pastor Mark?
Yeah.
She needs.
Sure,
and
sure sounds like it, doesn't it? Yeah, it does.
And you'll be like a new person. And let me say this to encourage you: Satan attacks those who can be most harm to him. So it sounds like you're another spiritual warp.
Christians don't realize how much Satan or his demons can attack Christians, and the way that we need to be able to get rid of them. I mean, some Christians just assume that that they're going to be demon free because they're Christians, but it doesn't work that way. They can worm their way in through what Judge Eve was just talking about right there. They have to be specifically detached in certain situations.
Yes.
And
now, do you charge a fee for your services?
Absolutely not. No.
You're wonderful.
God bless you, Pastor Mark. You're making me cry. You see, that's when we see the true spirit of God, don't we, Carol? Right?
Yes.
When someone is
everybody
there already.
Everybody just wants so much money anymore.
Exactly. Exactly. Please do call him because I know he can help you. I see. I am a seer. I see into the body. I see into the past and the future. And I see Pastor Mark already has the knowledge structured in him to know exactly how to relieve you. It's like layers of an onion in you that he's going to have to remove, and you're going to be like a new person. And
oh,
then
that
sure would love to hear
I've
from you.
I've waited years, probably generations.
And you know what? We don't have to wait anymore. Like I say, Jesus is coming soon, and he's getting his soldiers ready to be in perfect form to be able to fight the demonic. And Pastor Mark, you correct me, the reason the demonic is fighting so much harder is because Satan knows his time is short, so he attacks in every way he can so he can get as many, right? That's Carol, please call Pastor Mark. You're going to be like a new person, and you'll relieve your whole family for future generations.
Oh, God, that's wonderful, and I definitely will call Pastor Mark.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you for calling in. Hi, Pastor Mark. And I'm sorry I disturbed you, but when we get a caller, you know, I'd like them to be able to get on right away. God bless you, Pastor Mark, for your heart, for your dedication, for what I know is your knowledge. You know, can you maybe tell us another story where you've seen some amazing results in delivering people and or their houses or cars or businesses?
There's so many. There was a gentleman who, a house that I've already mentioned, the young couple, he drives a hazmat truck, okay, with gas on the back, gasoline. He was driving down the road, and all of a sudden, a spirit of intense irritability and oppression came upon him. He's a very laid-back man, but he would come home and just be filled with kind of a rage. And he was driving his truck, and that's not very safe if you're driving a hazmat truck in that kind of frame of mind. In addition, over the radio in his truck, a demonic voice started singing along with the over the span of two songs. A demonic voice was parodying the singer the span of two songs.
Yeah.
He told me about that, and so I laid hands on him, anointed him with oil. He said that immediately after that, he felt the spirit of oppression leave him.
Wow.
And since then, there has not been anything happened with his truck as far as any demonic activity. Every time I do a cleansing, I always cleanse the cars as well.
Praise God.
Because I learned that the hard way.
I do have to get us off the air, so I want to thank you so much, Pastor Mark Hanneman. And again, your website is www.seeingghoststhroughgodseyes.com, where your book can be gotten, as well as on Amazon. God bless you. Thank you so much, and thank you, everybody, for listening, and please do contact
us. Thank you. You've been the kindest, most godly host I've ever had, and I love
you.
Everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hevenu shalom aleichem, Hevenu shalom aleichem, Hevenu shalom aleichem, Hevenu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem, Hevenu shalom aleichem, Hevenu shalom aleichem, Hevenu shalom aleichem, Hevenu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem, Hevenu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem.